The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Countermeasures. That's what Ursula von der Leyen says the EU has lying in wait for America if a deal is not done on mutual tariffs next week. With us is Danny McCoy, the chief executive of IBEC. Danny, if a deal doesn't get done, how do we benefit by kicking off a trade war?
Hi, good evening, Anton. Yeah, well, look, in very simple terms, if America leave the tariffs on Europeans, European companies will be paying tax effectively to the US government and are disfavored versus their US competitors, where the US competitors can come into Europe and not pay any taxes. So it's not a level playing field if you just accept that the US can put tariffs on us and we can't retaliate. So it's kind of as simple as that. It impacts both are worse off as a result of this. So, you know, the tariffs are a bad idea all around, but you have to do tit for tat in trade wars. Even though it's hurting you to retaliate, it's important. Otherwise, our businesses on this side of the Atlantic will be disfavored.
Now, you're knocking around with a lot of the big American multinationals that will have a bit of an insight into the administration's thinking and will have a capacity to lobby and talk to the US government. What's the sense you're getting as to where this is all heading and what final number are we looking at?
So anybody who thinks they know the inner thinkings of the ultimate decision maker in the United States in President Trump is foolish. So it's unclear where all of this is heading. I think to take Trump has made it such a big deal about having tariffs. The zero for zero that we in Europe are hoping to achieve in a trade deal doesn't look likely at the moment. So the baseline 10%, which seems to be the agreement in principle with the United Kingdom, their very shallow deal, looks like there's an acceptance in the short term, at least, that the 10% will be here to stay, because it's unlikely, and von der Leyen said this today, near impossible for us to have a trade deal done by the 9th of July next week. And even a superficial one would be a bit of a stretch as well. So unfortunately, we look like we'll have baseline 10% tariffs, but these are tariffs upon other duties. So, you know, it's not as if it's only 10% on Irish dairy, for instance, already would have customs duties. So this is a 10% overlaid on other charges. So it's serious stuff. And I mean, if you'd heard it a year ago that we were in a situation where the largest trading partner, and this is 1.5 trillion euros of trade a year between the US and Europe, had such a burden of taxation, because that's all a tariff is a tax on a foreigner, effectively. This is not a good, this would be kind of an Armageddon kind of outcome. But we got so anesthetized to the rantings of 50% and 100% tariffs that Trump comes out with. 10% seems modest, but it's far from modest.
What'll it mean for various different, which industries will be most impacted? I was talking to a whiskey distiller at the weekend, and he was making the point that if they're selling at about $30 a bottle because of the way the tariffs ramp up, it's going to put them in at around $36 to $37 a bottle. And once you're at that price range on the shelf, you're effectively as good as closed out of the market. So which are the industries that can absorb a 10% and which are in real trouble?
Yeah, so you need to know what the margins are in businesses. And in the case of whiskey, if it's not in the premium end, if it's you know, a fast-moving consumer good, margins tend to be small because the volumes repeat quite quickly. Other industries then, in terms of tech or biopharma products, which have a lot of research and development and take a lot of upfront costs, they tend to have higher margins and so could absorb tariffs for a bit longer. But to say, as we know now today, what's in place, the hardest hit sectors in Ireland are the drinks industry, the medical technology industry, and the cola concentrates. They're the kind of three big standouts. Because pharma is currently not included, if pharma was to be brought in, that would be really significant in the Irish case. For all of our goods at the moment, goods are about 40% of our international trade. Services make up about 60%. There's no tariffs on services at the moment. So this is only just about goods, tangible goods. And off that, about 24% of our goods at the moment out of Ireland are covered by these tariffs. If you were to bring in pharma, it would bring it all the way up to about 95%.
Now, lastly, Danny, what prospect do we have of replacing market access into the US with other countries? We've seen China or Canada cozying up to the EU in a way that it hasn't previously and hugely enthusiastic to make deals. Is there a way that we can replace what we lose in the American market?
Yeah, I think with tariffs, you can basically, in time, when you've enough time, find certainly new markets for your products. What then is, can you get the same kind of margins from those sectors? So the United States is a rich country, and so selling luxury goods and selling high-value medical devices and pharma products, you can get better margins. If you're in less wealthy regions of the world, even though they may have the population that's high, they may not be able to give you the same kind of margin. So you can certainly find new markets, but whether you can get the same kind of return, even in the long term, depends. But tariffs are just a complete waste of everybody's times and efforts because they're just a drag. They're a deadweight loss, and they're not even a reliable source of revenue for the governments who are trying to make money out of them, which is what Donald Trump is fundamentally doing. He's trying to finance these big, beautiful tax bill, which he's cementing the tax cuts he's given the rich in the United States. He's trying to cement that by getting other countries to basically pay for it. And he's failing to appreciate that the rest of the world is actually collectively way more powerful than the United States. So that if he's unleashed deals between Canada and China and Europe and India, Malaysia, Indonesia, the outside of the United States is a very, very powerful block. And if they start trading with each other, it'll be to the huge detriment of the United States.
And just on that, Danny, is he trying to earn money from the tariffs acting as tax, or is he trying to effectively shut down market access in the US to give to weight the scales for domestic industry?
He says he's doing two things. He's trying to bring back economic activity to the United States to reduce the trade deficits. But there'll always be trading activity, even if there's no deficit. So, you know, you could have a lot of trade, but it just balances out, so the books balance. But the tariffs then would be on the flow of that trade. So he is actually identified tariffs as a source of revenue because he thinks he's living in the world of the late 19th century and he's presidential hero McGinley back at that time, when there's no income tax system or no VAT systems around the world, the main source of funding for colonizing countries was the use of tariffs. So he's trying to go back to a world that no longer exists.
Danny, thank you very much. Danny McCoy, Chief Executive of IBEC there.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.